Murray Olds, how are you?
Michael, good morning, mate. Yeah, pretty well over here. Lots and lots of rain, record rain, and they say there's weeks more to come.
What's going on? I was watching the supercars at the in Sydney, 20 or 30 k's they claim it's west of Sydney where the reservoirs are apparently. And last Saturday night they called the race off. There was just like it was like they needed Noah.
Well, indeed. And I'm looking at the window now. Can't see Manly Beach. There's so much rain and it's overcast. And there's going to be weeks and weeks of it running right the way through into Christmas. They've already had record November rainfall in Queensland and northern New South Wales. Poor buggers out there had million-dollar crops, multi-million-dollar crops in the ground. After all these years of drought, they finally had the chance to pay off a bit of the overdraft. Bang, down comes the rain. They've lost the lot.
Jeez, hard yards. I tell you what we're heading into. You won't be interested because it's so repressive, but it's a light system. And we're going to live under this light system. Hasn't even started yet. Now, look, at you, you're out the other side. There's nothing left in New South Wales, is there, by way of a... I mean, you've got to wear a mask on a plane or a bus. Apart from that, there's nothing, is there?
Pretty much that's about it. Even if you're unvaccinated, you can still get into pubs and clubs and so on. Basically, all the COVID rules are going to be ended in time for Christmas. We're currently at 94.4% double vaccinated in New South Wales, which is, you know, it's a pretty good effort. All these measures will be coming off, apart from the ones you mentioned, by mid-December or when we reach 95%. Well, that could be this weekend. It could be early next week. You're still going to have transmission in schools until they break for the summer, but there'll be no need to close from Monday for deep cleaning, for example. If a high school has a few cases, no need to deep clean the school. Masks will still be needed for teachers and for high school students. There's also concern about Byron Bay. There's been a positive case up there on the far north coast in a backpackers hostel. And so the cops are outside. They've got about 80 people inside, not letting them out. I think it's for 7 days. Mm. But apart from that, you're right. I mean, density limit's gone. You're going to have QR codes only in a couple of places.
Have you been
airports,
to town? I mean,
yes,
it's a city back. Is it like life literally normal, bar at the odd mask and stuff? It's like COVID never happened.
No, that's not the case. A lot of people are still wearing masks, even if you don't have to. A lot of people are still out in public with masks on. You can go and get a coffee. You can go and have a bite to eat. You can go to, not that I want to go, to local Warringah shopping mall. And I think you have to still, at this point, use QR codes, but soon you won't. Yeah. But I've not seen any, it's a month from Christmas, and normally this time of year you'd have the shops going crazy, but that's not the case at the moment. Because a lot of people, of course, are buying things online. A lot of people, they're already on air boasting on Talkback Radio, I've done all my Christmas shopping, it's been dropped off by Brian and Jeeves and whatnot, so... maybe there won't be any big Christmas rush up for the stores because that's just hideous.
Talk to me about Dan Andrews and all these MPs that are leaving. Are they leaving because of Dan Andrews, or it just happens to be a time when a whole bunch of people are retiring? Is there something in this or not?
It depends who you talk to. Daniel Andrews thinks he's the most popular person since I'm not sure when. A lot of people don't agree with Andrews' assessment of his own abilities. He's deeply unpopular within his Labor Party, notwithstanding the fact that in 2018, Labor and Andrews won 55 seats in the 88-seat parliament, increasing their number by 8. So he did pretty well. But look, COVID's has knocked a lot of paint off Daniel Andrews. And not surprisingly, it's been the toughest lockdown anywhere in the world, as we all know. A lot of people are fed up with Daniel Andrews. They think he's some sort of southern emperor, like Napoleon complex down there on the Yarra. And a lot of people have just had a gutsful of him. And a lot of people, I think, are assessing, guess what, I'm a lawyer. I've come out of a business background to go into Parliament. If I get out now, there's a chance for me, maybe I'm in my mid-40s, coming up 50, there's a chance for me to have another career, with a decent government pension, not tainted by Daniel Andrews.
Interesting.
So let's just have to wait and see.
These integrity, I'm pleased Morrison is doing what he's doing because we don't have an ICAC here, right? And so I follow this thing with a great deal of interest. It seems to me the amount of power they have to destroy a life. I mean, I get the idea. The theory is if you're a crook, then they come after you. Fair enough. I get all of that. But what I've seen is, I mean, Gladys fell in love with the wrong bloke and the bloke was an idiot. Mm. and yet she's had her whole career destroyed. And this is what Morrison was saying in the House yesterday. And I just can't work out why people seem to love ICAC and why we love all these overarching power freaks who can destroy your life for next to nothing.
Well, look, I completely agree with Gladys Berejiklian that, a woman of untrammeled significance, if I can put it that way, in the New South Wales political sphere until she fell in love with Daryl Dickhead.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Mike. Without ICAC, we wouldn't have got people like Eddie Obeid and McDonald, who are now serving long jail terms. They were ministers in a Labor government, and McDonald was resources minister and arranged for Eddie Obeid, his colleague, to get a $30 million payday corruptly. And that was what happened. And that's why they're in jail now.
Yeah, but wouldn't the police do that? I mean, if you're nicking $30 million, the police are involved, aren't they? You don't need an ICAC.
But without ICAC, you wouldn't have had that public scrutiny. And there's no guarantee police would have been able to track them, to track them down anyway. Yeah. ICAC's got extraordinary powers that police don't have. ICAC, but like the FBI.
Yeah, tapping phones, mate. Is like that's like movie time, isn't it? I mean, Daryl and Gladys are on the phone and they're listening in.
But don't forget too, Gladys did arrange for millions of dollars to go to her boyfriend's electorate, and that's unchallenged. That's not a challenge at all.
I
but
guess.
Scott Morrison did promise this too. Don't forget, back in 2019, yeah, we want a federal corruption commission, but now he's running a million miles away from it. There's still that significant argument. How much power should a corruption commission have?
Yep.
And I think the broad view is ICAC and New South Wales has got far too much because it can destroy people.
Speaking of getting done in for no particular reason, the Tim Payne thing's embarrassing as well. Who's going to replace him?
They think young guy Pat Cummins, fast bowler from Western Sydney, 28 years old, super well regarded, clean skin, had a few injury problems early in his career, but he's come back. But like Sir Richard Hadley, remember he was just that tearaway star, broke his back and came back smarter and a better bowler, almost, but just not as quick. Cummins he's still only young and he's coming back from that injury. And he's unbackable, according to a lot of figures. I haven't seen any odds for the last 48 hours. The big question now, who's going to be vice-captain? I see Shane Warne's come out this morning and has said, no, it can't be Steve Smith. No, which probably means it will be Steve Smith. Shane Warne is like one of those little dolls. You yank the string in its back and it opens its mouth and flaps around a bit and says a few nonsense words and then he shuts up again. He's backing Tim Payne. Well, don't pull your todger out, take a picture of it and send it to some woman, even if it was consensual, you idiot. He thinks that's a good idea to photograph Mr. Happy and send it to someone. It's going to show up later on. So that's what's happened to Tim Payne. There's no guarantee he's even going to be in the team because of his injury. He's coming back from neck surgery. So, look, it's a bit of a mess on the eve of the Ashes, but Pat Cummins will be a safe pair of hands and he will be the new skipper.
Good on you, mate. Catch up next week. Appreciate it as always. Murray Olds across the Tasman.